Welcome to the Lacrosse Candidates Call. Today is Wednesday, 19 February 2014 at 2300 UTC. Participants are candidates for Chair Alberto Soto, Sergio Salinas Porto, candidates for Secretary Humberto Carrasco, Juan Manuel Rojas. In the Spanish line, we have Antonio Medina Gomez, Sylvia Herlane, Jose Arce, Carlos Aguirre, Alberto Soto, Aida Noglia, Sergio Salinas Porto. On the English line, we have Deb Anand Siklukli. On the staff, we have Heidi Ehrlich, Sylvia Vivanco, Gisela Gruber, and Susie Johnson. Our interpreters are Veronica and David. Over to you, Jose.
This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. I think Jose cannot speak. Silvia Vivanco speaking. So while we start and we will wait for Jose, since I will be responsible of leading this call, we will start. First of all, I would like to thank all the candidates for being available for this call and for their participation in La Corralo. So after this introduction, I would like to explain to you the methodology. The questions are for the position of chair as well as secretary. So for each question, I will give the floor to each of you, and I will ask you to devote 3 minutes at the most per answer so as to make the most of our time. So I will be giving you the floor one by one. I will apply those questions to both positions, secretary as well as chair. So the first question is from Jose Arce. What time can you allocate to this position, and is you work, or where do you work, and what your obligations are? So now I will give the floor to the candidates. Alberto, you have the floor. This is Alberto Soto for the record, so I will start answering the questions. This is Silvia Helen Leite. Sorry for interrupting you. Sorry for the interruption, Silvia, but I think there is a misunderstanding. According to our agenda on our left, right side, we have an introduction for the position of chair where both candidates have at least 10 minutes to express themselves in alphabetical order. The first speaker will be Sergio Salinas Porto and then Alberto. After those 20 minutes of introduction of these two candidates for the chair, we will start with the questions, and this will be the answers will be in a rotating mode. So Alberto will be the first, then Sergio, and then the second question will be answered by first by Alberto, and then by Sergio, and so on, and so on. But the first part of this call is a part of the secretaries, where Humberto Carrasco will have 10 minutes at the most to start with his speech, then Juan Manuel, and after that we will have 20 minutes for questions only for the secretaries, and then Juan Manuel will be the first one answering, then Alberto, and then Juan Manuel again, and Humberto again. And after that we will discuss comments that Jose or I may have, just to clarify any technical issue or any other question. Okay? Silvia Vivanco speaking. Okay, thank you very much, Silvia. So with this, having said this, we will start with Sergio Salinas Porto. Sergio, you have 10 minutes. This is Sergio Salinas Porto. Thank you very much, Silvia. Good afternoon to you all. I will invert the question. I will start explaining what I do and my current responsibilities. I am a partner of a company devoted to the communicational design and development, especially related to software development. I am a professor of new technologies, the subject new technologies, in the journalism course at university. I am also the chair of Internauta Argentina and the chair of the Latin American Association of Internet Users. I do participate in a trade union of Argentina. When it comes to the time that I will allocate to this position, well, I am willing to devoting all the necessary time to the region with a minimum basis of 20 monthly hours, that is the minimum required, or the minimum amount of time required. Now, if I were the chair, or if I were elected the chair, I will have to give up some of my current responsibilities, especially those relating to my volunteer participation in different organizations that I have already mentioned. This was already discussed with my partners in the different organizations, so everything is clear. LACRALO deserves and LACRALO does need special attention, particularly thinking about a region in a dynamic way, because this is a region that it should be related and should be involved in policy issues and things related to ICANN. I don't know if I can proceed with a second question, Silvia, or if I should continue with this. Silvia Ivanko speaking. Okay, according to what Silvia said, I mean, this would be your introduction, and if you have finished, I will give the floor to Alberto Soto for him to proceed with his introduction. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Silvia. This is Alberto Soto for the record. I think 10 minutes is more than enough. What I have prepared, or in my speech, I will give many answers to many of the questions. The only clarification is my full name is René Alberto Soto, and since I was a child, they call me Alberto. I am the writer of many papers. I am a professor of mathematics and physics. I'm also a lawyer, a professor. When it comes to my professional life, well, I have been working for different telecommunications companies, such as Tennessee's, and some companies developing software. And this is Java and open source. Now I coordinate the IT group for Southern Group for 7 countries, and I work at home. So with this, I can answer the question or the issue related to the time that I can allocate to this position. For example, when I am at home, I receive an email at home. I stop my car, so if this is an urgent email, I stop moving down. I solve the issue that I have to solve after receiving that email, and then I continue to move the loan if it is necessary, because I work at home. But I have full availability for these, including my holidays. So I can devote exactly the same amount of time to LACRALO. Silvia, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Silvia Ivanko speaking. Okay, so this introduction on your part has covered the first question, which is the time that you might allocate to the position and what you do nowadays. Now I will go to the second question by Jose, which is what experience do you have in issues of broad internet governance and restricted internet governance related to ICANN? So I will give the floor to Alberto. Alberto Soto for the record. Although I have not participated in the IGF as a member, I have attended many of its meetings, and I think that you all know what the DIGF is, so I'm not going to explain that. And you know the topics they cover. Well, they cover quite a lot of topics, and this is something important for our meeting in Brazil in 2014. So the declaration we have done for that is based on the meeting in Bali and on ICANN, the ICANN meeting held in Buenos Aires. Go ahead, please, Silvia. This is Silvia Ivanko speaking. Okay, so same question for Sergio. This is Sergio Salinas Poto speaking. I only participate in the mailing list of the IGF. I will explain this a bit more. I mean, we are along the same line because we also need to take into account not only the development of internet, but also the human rights that are not acknowledged, or technology in general, and everything is related to certain debates that are broadly discussed. So I only participate by following the email list. But I know that we have some members who are actively participating, and they're always reporting about the activities. So I have a clear idea of what is being carried out when it comes to governance issues. Now, when it comes to ICANN, well, I have been participating in ICANN since 2005. I have been one of the founders of LACRALO. With some of the members that are still in the region, I have participated very actively in the region, and I had the possibility of representing the region in ALAC since 2010 until 2012. Nowadays, I am participating in three working groups within the region. This is the Leveling Working Group, the Governance Working Group, and the GTLD Working Group. And I am also a liaison of the Submetrics Working Group. So this is my background when it comes to governance in the broad sense and restricted sense related to ICANN. Silvia Ivanko speaking. Okay, thank you very much. Now let's go to the following question. How do you see the region at the moment? What are the challenges of this region? Humberto, go ahead, please. Silvia, I think Sergio should start. Silvia speaking. Okay, Sergio, you have the floor. Sergio Salinas Poto speaking. Well, I particularly believe that LACRALO has many competences at the local and regional level. We have many members and leaders who are understanding now their importance and of their engagement within the region and ICANN. And we need to react more. We have a low reaction. We also have some language barriers that are being solved, and this is thanks to the work that is that we have been doing.
Uh-oh. I'm not hearing the interpreters.
Yeah, Deb, this is Heidi. They've dropped. We're getting them back ASAP. Don't know what's going on.
Not a problem, sure. Well, it is a problem, but I understand.
Can
Okay, so Deb, I'm just hearing that the Spanish channel, like, discussion is still going on, and they're just really trying to figure out what's going on here with the interpreters. No adverse weather, so don't know what it is.
Okay.
Experience and different experiences of all the countries that are being represented in the ALSs or by the ALSs of the regions. Some of the challenges is, for example, to have a basic knowledge that may allow us to work within ALAC, within LACRALO, within ICANN. And if we can do that, we can speed out the work within the region. And I'm not talking only about theoretical issues, but also I'm talking about engagement mechanisms. If we take the map of our region, we will see that we have 35 countries, and they have possibilities of participating in our region. And we have moved forward along the lines, and we have 42% of countries participating, but we still have a long way to go. So we need to have representation in 100% of our region. And this is something that should be defined in a big or in a macro project, in a general project. And this big project should encourage us to proceed with our work in the region. In a general sense, or from the political point of view, this would have to do with policies, the state policies. That is to say, seeing the region in a deep way, going beyond the... or along the lines of our work. I think this is the great challenge that we are facing right now, and our priority must be undoubtedly our work, or to work for other countries to come and be represented in our regions. So now I will give the floor to Alberto.
This is Tijer Vivanco speaking. Now give the floor to Alberto. Alberto speaking. Well, I see there are two issues mixed, but I will speak anyway. How do I see the region nowadays? First, I would correct, and I would say not the region, but our region. And why so? Because this gives us a feeling of belonging, and I see the region everywhere, and I think we should start saying our region. This sense of belonging will also make us do whatever we have to do the way we have to do them. And just to give you an opinion, to give you a snapshot of LACRALO, I think it is necessary to make some comparisons. Before and after Costa Rica, we had a lot of problems in our development. It was not only lack of participation, but also the participation that sometimes made us to go back, and sometimes it didn't even allow us to continue to go forward. This was just not appropriate. In the past year, it has improved, and I think we need to continue along that path and to take some measures to do that. When the question comes to speak about the program, when there's a question of what are the measures I will take if I am elected, I will talk about that. And regarding the challenges that Sergio mentioned, I think the main challenge is to have an active participation. The measures that I will mention, I will include just how I will do this. Now, the other challenges do not really depend on a president or a chair, but rather on the willing we have within our people to have more of our people in ICANN and to have more of our people within the ICANN senior staff. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Next question for Alberto. What are the plan of work that you have next for the next year? Alberto Soto speaking. If I am elected, my work plan will be the following. I said I need to have more active participation. This is the main thing, to have no confrontations, to have as much consensus as possible, and when there's no consensus, to try to apply the current procedures and to try to vote. How will I do this? How will I achieve this? I will contact directly each of the ALS's representatives as many times as necessary, whether to achieve their participation or to achieve order if we did not reach that. If we can manage to have consensus, we should also approve metrics for a more active participation. To try to cover to the largest extent possible those seven countries where there are no ALSEs, there are two possibilities now by using the CROP program. One is Haiti, which has advanced quite a lot, and I am now waiting for Dev to respond. Dev, please respond to this. And the other country is Bolivia. If we cannot renew this program, I will attempt to contact them, as I did in the past, without the program, so that we can achieve this goal. I want to improve the training program that we have had in the past meetings, and I will generate, if I am elected, I will generate a survey to see what are the topics that are that people are more interested in, and to try to cover these issues as well. I want to conduct a guide for the working groups, including very basic items, really basic, such as goals, definitions of scope, schedules, etc. I will also try to provide suggestions. One of them I will mention now is the fact that those who enroll as volunteers should do this because of the knowledge that the group requires, not for other reasons. As for ALAC, another measure would be to collaborate with ALAC in whatever they are trying to implement and to create metrics and to have a schedule to spread out the activities of each of the LACs within the community. And this actually comes from the previous item. That's all. Silvio Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Alberto. We now give the floor to Sergio Salinas Porter. What is the work plan for the next year? This is Sergio Salinas Porto for the record. The work plan is very short. It is related, firstly, to determining a strategy for the region from the perspective of users. This will undoubtedly mark the policies in the region, and this will improve leadership within our region. Secondly, implementing quantifiable metrics, with the aim of having a progress matrix for the different activities. This is part of management planning. Undoubtedly, this will be the rule for any organizational structure. Thirdly, implementing work groups for general frameworks in the region according to the needs and from the perspective of the users. We can create groups for GTLD, for IPv6, and this will allow us to have experts within Lacrallo to give their input for ICANN from the perspective of the user. And we need to understand the idea that we need to make our region more important. Also, increasing participation in Lacrallo in policy issues, especially in groups, in work groups, directly, and creating a group for a group of teachers within Lacrallo for the next participants in the group. Attempting to include new LSEs with special attention for those of us who cannot participate within our region. Improving and updating legal documents within Lacrallo so that we can finally put our region in order in terms of rules and participation metrics. And finally, working differently from our general assemblies. The Costa Rica experience has given us proof that we need to take another path. And perhaps we need to start having virtual general assemblies so that they are longer and that we can discuss for a longer time. Sometimes this is necessary. And then to have a face-to-face assembly to approve all the work together with other issues that we need to approve together. But we need to focus on the fact that our work needs to be worked that way. That's all. Thank you. This is Hilary Blanco speaking. Thank you, Sergio. We're going to the next question. What is your knowledge of the wiki, Sergio, please? I think, this is Sergio speaking, I think it should be the same for all of us working in ICANN. I was a bit reluctant at some point with the wiki because I didn't really understand the mechanics of the wiki, but throughout time, I started to understand it's very interesting and it allows us to do things and it allows us to have an activity that allows us to find documentation that you can't really find in your computer. And it is interesting from that point of view. I think, aside from this, for the new members in our region, we need to explain them how the wiki works. It is an excellent tool for participation in ICANN, and it allows us to be updated very quickly on the fundamental participation issues in our region. That's my answer. Pietro Ivanco speaking. The same question for Alberto. Alberto Soto speaking. I think my level is normal. I have published, I have edited, I have corrected by editing, and I usually, this kind of procedures in ICANN are very similar. It would be just enough to know, that to be literate, to be able to read. I started to work on a cross-community group, and they told me I was congratulated because I could complete a part of it. I think that if you can just read, it is enough. It is the main tool for me, the main working tool for me, and it is essential. And why so? Because we have everything in one single place, and we need to get used to the fact that everything that we publish or post has to have a link, which should not say, this is not the wiki. We should just post a link, because those who do not know how to find it need to be able to find it. So even if I'm not elected, let's do this. Sierra Ivanko speaking. Let's go to the next question. What is your English language knowledge? And in case this is not good, how are you going to handle the meetings when there is no interpretation? I now give the floor to Alberto. This is Alberto speaking for the record. My current English level is not very good, but I have had a good English level, and with just a little bit of time, and I am doing this right now because I am, I believe, on the results of the elections, I have sufficient time to recover my English language level, so I will not have problems in that sense. Sergio speaking. Thank you very much, Silvia. I am now studying English. I am progressing. There is no doubt that I have the same optimism that Alberto has. I started with very intensive classes right now, so I hope that when I chair the region, I will have no problems with the language. And it is a good question that but this is not a requirement for the region, and this is needs to be stated for the record. So this means that if there is some other colleague of us who wants to be a candidate for chair, they still can be chair for the region, even if they do not speak English. Silvia Ivanko speaking. Let's go to the next question. What are the responsibilities of the position to which you are applying? Sergio Salinas speaking. We can define this based on our bylaws. Rule number 4 of the rules of procedures, the operational procedure. We can go even to item number 5, I think it's, or item actually 8.5.9, that is the functions of the ALEC chair. I think this is related to basic issues in the sense of encouraging debate within our region, to encourage debate within our region in ALEC, to work with the rest of the leaders in the region to be able to have participation, full participation, with as much documentation as possible to create a cordial environment so that this can work.
Oh dear, lost the interpreters.
Indeed. Okay, reconnecting. They're working on it, Tim, so bear with us. Yeah, Dev, it seems to be some sort of technical issue. Adiko's saying they're still connected.
Okay, well...
Okay, they're connected on Spanish, but they're not connected on the English line.
Okay, well, at least that means that there's going to be an English transcript of this after, so...
Yeah, it's strange. Why is the Spanish line working that the English isn't? Anyway, they're frantically working on it, so bear with it.
Sure.
I am being told that there is no interpretation on the English channel right now, so we will wait 1 minute for just to see what is happening with interpretation. Now they are telling me that interpretation is back again, so go ahead.
That is true. I'm hearing it.
Alberto, could you please in 1 minute say why you want to be the chair of that rally? This is Alberto Soto speaking. Well, although in the regions we had many problems, and as I said before, they were being solved throughout time, well, I believe that we need to improve. And I know and I believe that I have those skills to work, because I know how to work in groups, how to work in teams, to keep on moving, but also we need to take into account professionalism, collaboration, experience of each of us in the fields that we know. And this is the only way to achieve active participation, that like the one we need in our region. So I repeat, we need to say our region and not the region. This is our region. We need to have the sense of belonging, in fact. Thank you, Sylvia. Go ahead, please. Hello? Sergio speaking, hello? Hello, Sylvia? Can you hear me? Sylvia speaking? Yeah, I hear you. Can you hear me? Okay. So I have another question from Natalia Ciso. How will you increase participation in the creation of policies and working groups of all ALSs, especially the ones which are not so active? How do you think you will work to speed up the process or reinforce this process? Alberto, please, you have the floor. Go ahead. Alberto Soto speaking. I think I have already answered that question. When I mentioned my plan, I was working with IT Bolivia, and I said that they are using the CROPS program, and please, Deb, answer me regarding this issue. And we have, this has to do with that. I mean, if the program does not continue, I will continue to be in touch with colleagues and friends to be able to achieve the greater amount of ILSs possible, and when it comes to, and to talk to those who are not participating, I mean, constant dialogue to be able to work. We all need to work in the definition of policy. That is the most important thing, that's all. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Okay, same question for Sergio. Sergio speaking. Thank you very much, Silvia. I think that we need to sit down and dialogue and speak with the actors and members of our region who are actively working. We need to start analyzing the issues why people are not participating and not engaging. Perhaps if we all contribute all together, we can help to solve these engagement or participation issues that we have. But any person or any member applying to be part of Black Valley, perhaps that person who is applying sees that it's a problem, and that's why that person applies. So the idea is to identify the problems that we have and see and discuss with the different members, the English-speaking members, the Spanish-speaking members. All together, we need to speak, discuss, debate, to see how to solve the problems and to start creating and participating within the different IT policies. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you very much, Sergio. So with these, we finish with the Q&A session for the Black Rados Chair position. We have taken quite a lot of time for this corner. I will give the floor to Jose Arce. Jose, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Jose is typing on the chat. So when Jose is typing on the chat, I will mention the secretariat candidates, Humberto Carrasco and Juan Manuel Rojas. I will repeat exactly the same questions that I have asked for the candidate for the Black Valley Chair. So this is a question for Sergio, I see.
Jose Arce has a question, an extra question for Sergio. Jose, if I may, I will keep that question for the end of the call because I would now like to give the floor to the candidate for the secretary position, because otherwise we will run out of time. So I will keep that question for the end of this call. So next, I will ask 2 minutes to Humberto Carrasco for him to introduce himself, to make his personal introduction, and 2 minutes to Juan Manuel Rojas. So, Humberto, you have the floor. Go ahead.
This is Humberto speaking. My name is Humberto Carrasco. Good evening. I'm a lawyer. I studied at the Universidad Austral de Chile. I have a master's in business administration. I also have a master's in internet law and telecommunications. I am a professor of the Catholic University, and I am currently under a leave from the university because I am doing a PhD at another university in telecommunications. So this is, in general terms, regulations of telecommunications and issues related to the competition. So in very simple terms, this is just my introduction. I don't know if this is enough. This is Silvia speaking. That is enough. So now I give the floor to Juan Manuel Rojas. This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Good evening to you all. So again, good evening to you all. I am Juan Manuel Rojas. I am a journalist and a social communicator. I currently am taking a master's on technology at the Technological Institute of Monterey, and I have a lot of experience in everything relating to the internet and websites, and I am currently working as an associate teacher in two universities for a social communications program in Colombia. I have some studies in internet governance, and this is just the end of my presentation. Thank you. This is Silvia Ivanco speaking. Thank you very much, Juan Manuel. I now start to ask the questions to the candidates. First question is, how much time can you devote to this time? What do you work on right now, and what are your obligations? So I now give the floor to Juan Manuel and then to Humberto. Juan Manuel, please proceed. This is Juan Manuel speaking. I didn't really understand the question. Can you please repeat that? This is Silvia speaking. How much time can you devote to this position, and what do you work on currently, and what are your obligations? This is Juan Manuel speaking. I was saying I currently work as a teacher full-time at a university. And the time I can devote to these obligations is the time I have been devoting to ICANN from the very beginning, which is quite a lot of time, 3 to 5 hours a week, because you do just a little bit every day. So I am every day I am reviewing ICANN news, email list from ICANN, and the news related to the internet governance in general. So I cannot really quantify, perhaps 2 to 3 hours a day. Thank you. This is Silvia speaking. Now the same question goes to Humberto. How much time can you devote And what are your obligations and what do you work on currently? This is Humberto speaking. My current obligation is I am taking a PhD on the Edinburgh University. I am halfway through my PhD and that's my work. But it allows me to manage my time. If I am elected as a Lacrado secretary, I could devote 1 or 2 hours a day, and if necessary, perhaps a little bit more. By now, I know what my rate of time is, my work. I know what my workload is. So I think I have enough time to devote to this obligation. Thank you. Silvio Ivanco speaking. Thank you, Humberto. This is the next question. What is your experience in the broad internet governance, IGF, and the restricted internet governance, ICANN? So, Humberto, please go ahead. This is Humberto speaking. In broad terms, just in academic terms, actually, see, I have started to work on this in the year 2006, and from this point of view, I have only theoretical knowledge. I don't really have active participation. However, in terms of ICANN, I have a lot more experience. I have received a degree since 1999. There was a dissertation I did on e-commerce, and I wrote various articles in terms of domains. That was approximately in 2009 and 2005, and I also participated in an ICANN meeting in 1999 and also in Montevideo. That probably was in 2001. And I resumed my ICANN activities before the Costa Rica Assembly in Lacrado. And since then, I participated mainly in translation groups. I just submitted a report, and that was in general terms my participation or my experience in governance issues within ICANN, internet governance issues within ICANN. Silvio Ivanco speaking. Thank you, Humberto. Same question goes now to Juan Manuel. What is your experience in the broad internet governance and in the restricted internet governance? Juan Manuel speaking. We cannot hear Juan Manuel. Can you hear me now? Please repeat. So this is Juan Manuel speaking again. My experience in the broad internet governance is related to training, mainly to the trainings in which I have been able to participate, and also I received a scholarship in internet governance courses. I received a scholarship for the basic level, the advanced level, and the project level. And I have participated remotely in the governance internet issues. Specifically, later on with ICANN, I have been involved in various jobs, especially in ALAC. I work with a GNSO group developing policies. I have been a communications head at Lacrado, and now I
I am trying to work on the communications group for the APLAS meeting and on the public relations group. And I have participated in several ICANN meetings. So this is all, but I think I'm just missing some names.
Thank you very much, Juan Manuel. This is Julia speaking. Question number three. How do you see the region at the moment? What are the challenges of this region? Juan Manuel, please, go ahead. I think that the challenges of the region, well, as Alberto said before, they have to do with the team that we need to achieve the region, to be seen as a region. We need to take into account the Caribbean region and their participation on all those issues, because we need to work together. And sometimes we cannot work together due to sometimes, for example, language barriers. And when we can work together, for example, when we can work with different people like such as Alejandro, Fatima, Kazan, well, we need to start working and share just to see the region as a whole. I mean, this is a very fundamental moment for us, and the key point here is to work in groups, to work all together, and of course to have more ALSs to join us. We need to have policies to participate within ICANN. So I believe that these are the most important topics. Interpreters apologize, but Juan Manuel's audio is very choppy and very difficult to understand. Silvio Blanco speaking. Okay, thank you very much, Juan Manuel. Same question for Alberto. What do you see in the region at the moment, and what are the challenges of this region? Humberto speaking. Okay, I fully agree with what my colleague Juan Manuel says. If I may, there seems to be three types of groups, to put it somehow, with different kinds of or levels of knowledge of ICANN. Of course, we have people or groups who do not participate. And when it comes to the challenges, well, I think we need to change the paradigm that we have. We need to see ourselves as a group. We need to try to achieve inclusion. I mean, I think that we need to improve the way in which we work. We need to create more working groups so as to deal with the different topics. I mean, not only within or among the members that we know, but also including other ALSs, because sometimes we need to work in groups separately, and in this way we deepen our differences. So the idea is to bridge the gap or to narrow the gap that we have. Once we can acknowledge or we are conscious or aware of these problems, well, we can start working and moving forward. And we also need to achieve balance based on consensus. And I believe that with some effort, we will be able to have a better inclusion within our region. Thank you very much. Silvio Ivanco speaking. Thank you very much, Humberto. Now we'll go to the following question number four. What is your work plan for next year? Humberto, go ahead, please. Thank you for the question. Humberto speaking. Well, when I hear some of the proposals of the chair, of the candidates of the chair position, there's in a photo, for example, well, I cannot stop thinking and saying that many of the ideas he has some are similar. So if I had to make a summary, I would say, or I could say that one of the main topics that we'll be covering would be the issue of the inclusion or inclusion within the region to eliminate the barriers and differences that we have within the region, because I think that is the core of the matter, the root of our problems. And also we need to create mechanisms to include those who are not or who do not feel that they are being represented. I also believe that we need to see the priority or the priority of those working groups who which were not able to finish their work, and to implement better mechanisms to produce reforms. As a candidate for the secretary position, I should say that it will be difficult to achieve something better than the work done by our current secretary. But I think that we need to improve our communication among ourselves. This is related to what Alberto Soto said before. We need to go to each representative and talk to each of them. I share that view with him. But I'm also focused on the user's perspective. We need to give relevance, to pay attention, to focus on the users. This is on the general perspective or in general terms. Thank you. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Okay, Juan Manuel, same question for you. What is your work plan for next year? Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Okay, well, I think we need to start working and to start with our work in teams, because we know that in ACTION we have working groups. But these are not working groups, in fact. This is something we need to address, because the working groups should be related. I mean, we should work with the working groups and to be able to use their work. For example, we have the work done by Sylvia, the work of the ALSs and the representatives. And of course, we need to keep that constant, that continuous communication between the ICANN meetings by means of posting comments on the wiki, or just to see what is happening. So communication, as Alberto said before, is a permanent topic or issue within our region between or taking into account ICANN and the ALSs that are participating. So the idea is to work all together. And of course, the other thing would be to strengthen the capacity or the training process that we are undergoing or we are having. And this will help us, I think, quite a lot to work and to improve. We have Fatima and Natalia working on that. And this will help us a lot. And perhaps we can create a kind of schedule for the region, because we know that we have some new ALSs and they perhaps do not know certain issues or certain topics of the region. So we need to resume with the training cycle from the training courses to offer to these ALSs. I think this is one of the most important things, to achieve a teamwork and to increase and improve our training. Silvia Ivanko speaking. Okay, thank you very much, Juan Manuel. Next question. What is your knowledge about the wiki page? Juan Manuel speaking. Okay. For me, the wiki
tool is symbol. But if you don't know how to use it, sometimes you kind you may get lost somehow. So this is an easy tool to use, but at the very beginning we need to improve, or if we create a communication plan, well, that communication plan should be on the wiki. And, well, the wiki page is something simple, in fact. Okay, next question. Same question for Humberto. What is your knowledge of the wiki? Humberto speaking. Thank you very much. First of all, I would like to say two things. When it comes to the wiki tool, I used to have a website, and I used the wiki tool on that website, so I was able to handle the wiki tool with no problem. Now, when it comes to the wiki itself, I think it's a very useful tool. We can use it, and if you're a normal or everyday use it, you will have no problem to use the wiki page or the wiki tool.
This is Cynthia speaking. Next question. Question number six. What is your English language knowledge, and in case it is not good, how are you going to handle the meetings when there is no interpretation? Humberto? This is Humberto speaking. Well, as for my English level, I have no problem. I have taken an exam. I got interesting marks. I have lived 2 years in England. I lived 2 years in Scotland. And I can write and make tests in English. I should have no problem from that point of view. Thank you. This is Silvia speaking. Thank you very much. Same question for Juan Manuel. What is your English level, and in case it's not good, how are you going to handle the meetings when there is no interpretation? Juan Manuel speaking now. I believe my English level is good. I don't have any English certificate, but I can speak English, and I have participated in some working groups that only work in English, and I was even able to give my input in certain issues. So I have no problem with the language. In case I have an issue with the language, I don't really know if I will have a problem, actually. You know, I understand the language and can speak it, so I don't think I will have an issue with that. Sylvia speaking. Thank you very much, Juan Manuel. Now, question seven. What are the responsibilities of the position to which you are applying? Juan Manuel speaking now. Can you please repeat? What are the responsibilities to which you are applying? So, Juan Manuel speaking again. Okay, now I understand. Well, the responsibilities of the secretary in the La Cruz Secretariat is to maintain communication between the different ALSs and to collaborate in administrative issues for the chair in the region. I think this is, in general, what it is. I think this is the most important part of it. Silvia Ivanko speaking. Thank you. Same question goes now for Humberto. What are the responsibilities of the position to which you are applying? Humberto speaking now. Well, what Juan Manuel is saying is correct. But aside from that, I understand the secretary needs to send a monthly report and participate in the RALO meeting and any other task that the General Assembly will task him with. In general, the work done by the staff has facilitated the work of the secretary. Now, Sylvia speaking. Now, question number 8. Why do you want to be a Lecralo secretary? Umberto, you have 1 minute. Umberto speaking now. Well, the reason is when a candidate wants to hold the position, they can contribute with a change. Any candidate has something to contribute. In my case, I have the belief that as a secretary, I could increase the different policies, and this is actually not a very speedy growth. It actually goes step by step, and I think I do have all the conditions to do this. Thank you. Silvia speaking now. Thank you very much. Now the same question goes to Juan Manuel. Why do you want to be a Lecralo secretary? Juan Manuel speaking. This is a typical question to any position to which you apply. So I hope this is not the standard answer. But I want to improve communication. I hold a professional degree, so I have experience doing this because I have worked in areas related to this. I, of course, have the knowledge to do this. And I have the conceptual elements to achieve this. And I believe that, well, we're all volunteers, but in this case, I want to be able to work, to be more committed to the region than what I usually do. I actually am doing this now voluntarily, but I believe we should show, this will allow me to show more the commitment I have with the region. This position will allow me to do this. Silvia speaking, thank you very much, Juan Manuel. Question number 9. This is a question by Alejandro Pizanti. What are the commitments that can limit your freedom to represent Lecralo? This is Juan Manuel speaking. Can you please repeat the question? I have some audio issues. Silvia speaking, what are the commitments and interests that can limit your freedom when representing Lecralo? Juan Manuel speaking, well, as for the commitments, well, I don't really have any personal commitments that could be affected. And as for third-party commitments, I don't really have any. This wouldn't be an obstacle, actually, to represent Lecralo. Perhaps some work commitments or engagements can prevent some participation in a meeting or something, but still this is something that can be scheduled, but right now I don't have any commitments with anybody. I am not attached to any political interest anywhere. I mean, nothing of this. And I have a pure interest to participate more actively. And I don't think there is any obstacle to represent the region at this time right now. Silvia speaking. Thank you very much, Juan Manuel. Now, the same question to Umberto. Umberto speaking now. I have no commitment or interest in terms of time that can affect my participation in Lecralo. Thank you. Silvia speaking. Now I'm going to Natalia's question. How will you increase participation in policy creation and in work groups for all the ALSs, especially those that are the least active? What do you think you will do to speed up the process or to reinforce it? Juan Manuel, you have the floor. Juan Manuel speaking. Well, initially, and just going on with what we were saying before, I think we will increase capacity building. We will try to include new ALSs or those who are not really very active and want to participate. That, just referring to what Alberto was saying, I think this could be a good way to do it. That is to have, to be able to communicate with the other ALSs and to improve communication with them so that they can get involved with ICANN. And I think this really depends on us. Silvia speaking, thank you very much. Now the same question to Umberto. Umberto, repeat the question. How will you increase participation in policy making and in work groups for all the ALSs, especially the least active one? What do you think you will do to speed up the process or to reinforce it? Umberto speaking now. First thing we need to do is go and ask. Ask why they are not participating, what is the problem, and then to try to see what the solution could be. Because well, with the tools we have, we can provide them a solution, and that way to try to make the best decision. Of course, in everything related to training, this is essential, and this is a good decision that we made, and we continue to do this. I also think it is important that people rotate and that they go through the different trainings so that they can get involved more and more and so that they don't see this very far away. He was said there were certain groups that are excluded from the everyday issues and others that participate a lot. And this is because when someone holds a position, they are obliged to start learning. So this is how I will focus on this. Thank you. Silvia speaking. Thank you very much, Umberto. Now, I want to ask one more question. This is actually the end of the written questions, the questions that were written on the wiki page and that were posted on the chat. However, I have one more question from Jose Arce that was directed to the candidate for the chair position. We only have 10 minutes, so I ask that you take 2 minutes, each of you. I think we can also apply this question to the position of secretary. But this is especially for the chair candidate, for Sergio and Alberto Soto. What do you think of the document Annex 4 of the ALAC rules, and what do you think of the OneNet and the Brazil meeting? Sergio Salinas Porto, for the record, speaking now. I'm going to be brief. I think that Jose is referring not to attachment 4, but to item number 4. I apologize that I can't really remember exactly what it is. It's actually section number 4 or item number 4 of the ALAC rules of procedure dealing to the certification and recertification of ALSs. And with respect to this, at some point we were very critical, many of us who held the position of ALAC members, or Jose was also the chair, many of us opposed to this rule, even though we understood it was an established rule, but we didn't think it was specific, and we believed it had to be reviewed by the community with respect to what the certification of the ALSs was. If this is so, that was my response. And with respect to OneNet, we had a meeting on April in Sao Paulo. that was proposed by Dilma Rousseff, the president of Brazil. And we have hopes that we can start working on the governance issue on the region. And this creates certain issues with the multi-stakeholder model and other issues related to how civil society will get involved in this. Multilateralism and the multi-stakeholder model seem a little antagonic, and we will need to discuss this very strongly in this area. This is something we need to say. I don't know if we need to deepen a little bit more on this, but this is what I have to say right now. Thank you. Silvia speaking. Thank you very much, Sergio. Now the same question goes to Alberto Soto. Alberto Soto speaking for the record. I agree with what Sergio is saying with respect to the document number 4 or annex number 4. But this is what we have right now, and we need to work on this. Perhaps in the future we can improve this, and if so, well, we will. But with respect to the Brazil meeting, I agree with what we have said in the region, which is we need to know exactly what is OneNet and what is the aim of OneNet, and in which sense, in which capacity is ICANN participating. And we need to have webinar meetings before the Brazil meeting, having the highest participation from us. And this should be so because we are the representatives of the final users of the Internet, and ICANN cannot really take the opinion of a final user if we do not include the respective ALSs and the respective RALOs. Thank you. That's all. This is Silvia speaking. Thank you very much. If you want to respond to this, our candidates for Secretary, Juan Manuel or Humberto. Juan Manuel, please go ahead. This is Juan Manuel speaking. I have nothing else to add. I think enough has been said by my colleagues, Sergio and Alberto. Well, Silvia speaking. Well, Alberto will not answer this question, so this is the end of the question for all the candidates. I thank you all for your commitment and involvement, and I now give the floor to Silvia Helen Leite, who will explain what are the next steps in the calendar. We cannot hear Silvia. She's typing. Apparently, she cannot be heard. This is Silvia Banco speaking. Well, Silvia Helen, if you are on mute, please unmute yourself. Silvia, are you there?
Hilary Banco speaking. Silvia, are you there? Hilary Banco speaking. Silvia, sorry, we are not hearing you. Silvia Banco speaking. Okay, unfortunately, we will not be able to hear Silvia. So I will describe the next steps for the online voting. We will have 7 days to vote. It will start on March the 8th and will finish on March the 15th. But 2 weeks before that period, or to say next week, we will start sending the voting credentials, the online voting credentials for all the or to all the participants in La Coelho. After the voting, which will be on March 15th, 23:59 UTC, that will be the end, we will have the elected authorities at the end of the item 49 meeting in Singapore. So this will be at the end of Singapore, the Singapore meeting. And these candidates will hold their positions till 2015. So please be ready to receive the credentials that will be sent to the, by the staff. And please, I ask the ALS's representatives to be ready to say if the credentials are okay, are right, or if there is any type of mistake. This is for the legal representative of the ALS, so please pay attention to that. If you're not receiving the credentials within the next week, please let us know. Arilian will be in charge of that, will be in charge of online voting. And after with this, I will bring this call to an end. I thank you for your active participation, and I encourage you to keep on answering these questions online on the wiki page and to continue with the discussion in the Lagrallo mailing list. Thank you very much and goodbye.